This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump has ended. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, two top diplomats were center stage on Capitol Hill.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And in a late development, the House Intelligence Committee defeated a motion to compel testimony from that whistleblower in the impeachment investigation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House for a second time at what is a low ebb in relationships between Washington and Ankara. Erdogan recently infuriated U.S. officials when he ignored American warnings not to invade northeastern Syria in an operation targeting Syrian Kurds. The Turkish leader has also upset American defense officials and diplomats by purchasing S-400 missile defense systems from Russia. That move prompted the United States to eject Turkey from its F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israeli